All right, we're still talking about harvesting your garden now that you've got it grown. Today we're going to talk about okra, squash, and beans. Okra is one of those plants that he'll continually keep producing pods as long as you remove the mature pods. And so okra will just continually grow. And that's what we love about okra also. So every other day you should think about, I need to go harvest my okra. And pods that are 2.5 inches to 3.5 inches long should be removed. And also okra is one of those plants that, you know, when you're picking it, you're probably going to need some gloves and maybe wear some long sleeves, because a lot of people have some sensitivity to these hairs, these really fine hairs on the plant. So we don't want you to get any rashes or anything, so make sure you do wear gloves and long sleeves if you're sensitive to that. And because you're going to be out there quite a bit in this okra. Okra doesn't store well, so it should be used within 7 to 10 days after you've picked it. Also, refrigerate only the unwashed okra. And if you wash it, it has a tendency to encourage more spoilage in the storage process. So never wash it until you're ready to use it. All right, let's switch over to squash now. Squash is another one of those vegetables that will, you know, produce very, very well. After harvesting, you know, really some nice squash, you want to place them unwashed in a plastic bag in your crisper drawer of your refrigerator. But squash is one of those things that you need to go ahead and use within 2 to 3 days after you've harvested. It does not store well at any temperature. So keep in mind, 2 or 3 days in the refrigerator, it needs to be eaten or consumed in some way. All right, let's talk about green beans. Everybody loves green beans. Of course, pods, whenever you're harvesting them, they should be fully elongated. In other words, they need to be nice and long. And they need to be firm. The pod should be crisp whenever you pop it or you break it. And the seed should not be fully developed for a really good green bean. But now, some people like a lot more shellies. You know, that's whenever the seed has developed all the way and they're really nice and full. So, you know, you just let them develop a little bit more, and then you can harvest some of those and shell those out and have some shellies in your green beans also. Pick green beans when they are dry. Remember, this is very, very important. Any dew, rain, or irrigation water really encourages the spread of blights and other bacterial diseases. So you do want to harvest green beans whenever it's nice and dry. Yes, I know it's going to be a little warm out there in that garden, but that will continually help your plants continue to produce. Just like okra, you know, they will continue to produce as long as you pull off the mature bean pods whenever you harvest them. So you know, it's one of those things that you'll continually keep giving. That's just the way the good Lord made them. Well, you want to store the beans in a vegetable crisper in your refrigerator. Do not wash them until you're ready to use them, just like the other produce that I've talked about earlier. The seed. Now, let's talk a little bit about saving seed. Allow the pods to ripen and start to dry on the vine. Now, this could take up to a month after you would normally pick these green beans. And then pick them and then allow them to dry even more. Then you shell them out and you store them in your freezer. This has been Anthony Carver talking a little bit about harvesting your produce from your garden.